From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, why a controversial effort to remake Dallas schools fizzled this week. We'll start with some good news for the Big D school system, and it involves Black and Latino high schoolers. Turns out, they pass advanced placement exams at a higher rate than their peers at any other district in the country. Diana Douglas sat in on one AP chemistry class to get an idea of how Dallas is setting the standard.
At W.T. White High School in North Dallas, Rachma Chayati's AP chemistry class is balancing redox reactions.
5 Br minus plus 6 H plus plus Br.
About 25 minus. Students are sitting forward in their chairs, waiting to be called on.
Patrick, I know you were absent when we started covering this. Do you have any problems?
3/4 of the students at W.T. White are Latino, and another 12% are Black. And they're killing it on the AP exams. Senior David Davila is taking 5 AP courses this year.
AP English 3, AP English 4, AP Chemistry, AP Government, and AP Economics.
He says he's not confident that he can pass the exams in every subject. They cover college material, graded on a scale of 1 to 5. A passing score of 3, 4, or 5 lets him earn college credit.
I definitely feel that my teachers are preparing me as best as I can, but I understand also that it's more about their resources being there, and they're definitely there.
These resources come mostly from a Dallas-based nonprofit called the National Math and Science Initiative, or NIMSI. The group offers Saturday study sessions, pays the hefty exam fees, and gathers teachers together for professional development. Greg Fleischer, the NIMSI chief academic officer, is trying to get more students ready for jobs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, called STEM fields.
There's plenty of studies that show that students who do well or even take these exams have a greater likelihood of matriculating into a STEM field and graduating from a STEM field.
He gets his money from sources as varied as Exxon, Texas Instruments, and the Gates Foundation. He's been working in Dallas High School since 1996. That year, in the pilot schools, 75 Black and Latino students passed the AP exams. Last year, nearly 1,300 passed.
Here's a chance to know what a true college course is like under the nurturing of a high school teacher versus, in most cases, a very informal lecture hall.
A generation ago, only the top students took AP courses, the ones who were likely to pass the exam. In Dallas, many students take the exam. So while the percentage who pass is lower, the total number of passing students is higher.
Is it better to have 20 out of 40 students pass AP Physics, or is 10 out of 10 better? Quite frankly, I think 12 out of 40 is better than 10 out of 10.
NIMSI offers another perk, cash, $100 to each student who passes a math, science, or English exam, and $100 to the teacher for each passing student. Last year, Chayati got a nice $2,600 for his passing students.
The way NIMSI helped us grow the program is by opening the doors to everybody. If you would like to take this class, you can. Now, we're not going to drop the standard.
Chayati's former student, Grace Knott, got a 1 on the chem exam. But she says her teacher, whom the students call Mr. T, prepared her for chemistry in college.
I was one of the students who was able to keep up. And the only reason I was able to keep up is because of the backing that I got in Mr. T's class.
Knott is in her first year of teaching biology at Grady Spruce High School in South Dallas. Hundreds of school districts across the country, from Connecticut to Alabama, have signed on to the program. Many more students will be taking AP exams this spring, with Dallas students leading the charge. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
Controversy has swirled around governance of Dallas schools for decades, and it hit a fever pitch last year when Mayor Mike Rawlings and a group called Save Our Public Schools pushed to remake the system through a never-before-used process called Home Rule. That effort failed this week when the commission appointed to write a Home Rule charter voted not to. Bob Weiss is chair of the Home Rule Commission, and he sat down with KERA's Jeff Whittington to talk about the decision.
Bob Weiss, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bob, you've called the 1995 law allowing home rule a bad piece of legislation. What did you mean by that?
In reviewing the legislation, there were several problems that I came to believe made it inherently weak and problematic to implement. Number one was confusion about what had to be in a charter if it was to be drafted, And number two, what we could opt out of or what we could put in. So there was a lack of clarity. There were very significant voting thresholds. This 25% had to improve it. It seemed arbitrary, did not understand where that came from. You had multiple opportunities to pass it. So if it didn't pass once, it could be brought back. And it seemed to me more of a sales device than a straight up and down Democratic vote.
Well, when you were asked to chair the group back in June, what were your expectations about what the process would be like?
Well, so the way I've described this, it's in my age, I always enjoyed Star Trek. And so if you can think of the Home Rule Charter as a new starship in the fleet called Home Rule Charter, we get on it to find out that it didn't have a navigation system. I wasn't even sure of the propulsion system, and I came to realize that most of the crew weren't sure why they wanted to even be on this ship. Off we went, and I was Captain Bob Kirk with the imperative to find new universes but do no harm. That was quite a task, and I said, well, we'll just do this as we go along. People have to remember this has never been done before in Texas.
Do you think DISD needs change?
I think we need to find those pieces of the district that work and then define those that don't. Under state accountability rules, the district last fall had 43 schools designated IR, and that basically means improvement required. So if we concentrated all our community's efforts without ignoring the kids who are doing well and the kids who can do better but aren't failing.
And the teachers who
are
doing well.
And the teachers who are doing well, then we can move this district forward.
Can you do it within the Home Rule framework, or can you do it outside the Home Rule framework?
One of the points I made on Tuesday, we have not used all the tools that are currently on the books before we went to this path. In the last legislative session, there was a bill passed called SB2. And under SB2, the community can form schools, bring them to the Board of Trustees. Charter schools can go to the school board and ask to either do a new school or take over one of these 43. Or teachers and principals could form a school. I think we have some fundamental disagreement about how to help children. If it's not for the kids, then what's the point of it?
The commission chose not to write a new charter, but did decide to continue to meet to make suggestions to the school board. What do you expect to come out of that process?
If we come up with recommendations, we'll take a vote, and they'll go into a summer report, and we'll decide together what we want to advance. President Solis of the Dallas Independent School Board.
Right.
Thank you. President Solis has already informed me very graciously that when we are ready at that point, he will formally invite us to present to the full Board of Trustees our report, and we'll have a joint meeting.
Bob Weiss, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Watch out if you're headed toward the Dallas North Tollway this weekend. Beginning at 10 tonight, four lanes of the tollway will be closed near downtown, two northbound and two southbound. The reason? Bridge deck repairs. That will leave just one lane open each way. On the northbound side, the closure will start at Stemmons Freeway on-ramp and run to just north of Lemon Avenue. Southbound lanes will be closed from Mockingbird Lane to Perry Hines Boulevard. The lanes are set to reopen on Monday at 5 a.m. Mostly clear skies this evening with a low near 34. Tomorrow should be sunny and warmer with a high around 60. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low about 39. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.